Nancy Cox joins us now from LEX18. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I know this isn't your network, but they're talking about it this morning on the Today Show. They're all over it. Premiere of the Roseanne revival attracted 18.2 million viewers on Tuesday night, which is pretty incredible. In fact, it was double what ABC was projecting. It also was more than 16.6 million who tuned in for the series finale in 1997, when the audiences mostly stuck to the main broadcast networks and weren't diluted by DVRs and streaming and all that stuff. According to ABC,
No, go ahead.
I said according to ABC, it was the highest rated sitcom broadcast on any network in nearly 4 years since an episode of The Big Bang Theory in 2014. And for the record, that measurement was the 5.5 rating that it got in the coveted young adult 18 to 49 demographic.
How about that? Hollywood doesn't really know what middle America wants.
They don't, do they? No.
Shocking.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Did you get to see it by chance?
I was reading something just a bit ago, and it talked about, you know, they can't believe this many people would want a blue-collar, working-class sitcom. That's because so much of America is blue-collar, middle-class, hard-working people. I still just feel that nobody has really focused in on why. I know it's a jump from this to politics, but why Donald Trump won the election.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. There's no
question. So many people are focusing on what he did or what he didn't do, but what about why people voted for him?
And they got that in the show. You know, they had Roseanne talking about you know, the president and why they voted for him, and then her sister, of course, who's always been very liberal, you know, arguing the point. Since it's such a phenomenon, ABC's going to re-air the first two episodes this Sunday, which is both Easter and April Fool's Day. Not that either are related to Roseanne in any way, of course. Donald Trump Jr. was among the Roseanne fans to dig the premiere. He tweeted, quote, "Wow, amazing. Congrats, Roseanne. If you're not too busy already, maybe work in a late-night show, too. It seems there's some demand for an alternate viewpoint." The show, in my opinion, and I really liked the original show, I thought it was very, very weak. I kind of expected it to be. I think these ratings are because it's such a novelty. I don't think it's based on content, really. Did you see it?
I did not see it. I plan to see it. You may be right there. It just keyed in on what so many families are really like. I watched it from day one. The first season, I don't think it did very well, but I thought it was right on target.
Yeah.
There are families who yell at their kids and make fun of their kids. We're not all the family ties family or that kind of family.
You're exactly right. Yeah, Roseanne's probably more accurate of America than those other ones, you know.
Well, I know someone who maybe can relate a little bit to her parents and stuff. Yeah.
Well, we will be watching you today, and we appreciate your call always. And we'll talk to you next
week. Thank you, guys.
Have a good weekend. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to everyone.
Thank you.